The bhakta has a journey to make. To acknowledge that I don't call all the shots. That there is Ishvara. That I need help when I am helpless. Just the acknowledgement is a very important step. And so I relate to Ishvara in the way that I need. So we have looked at that, you know, in what I need, I relate to Ishvara as that being. And then we have so much of we can invoke Bhagwan in many different ways. So that's the glory of our culture. We call this bhakti Eka Rupa Bhakti. That is, that I am looking at this particular form as a personification of what I need. So if I need affection, if I need love, suppose I feel denied in my life, then I look at Ishvara in that form, whatever that form be, as the one who provides me with that. If I need courage, if I find that my courage is failing, then I see Ishvara as providing me with that. I remember I had done some work with one Swamini. So I like to do these drawing exercises. And I had asked her to draw all the things. So I told her to draw herself in the center. And I said, you know, around it, you please draw a symbol of all that you draw strength from as a person. So it could be a role model, it could be a saying, it could be a memory, anything, whatever it is. And then she almost drew herself like Durga, with so much astra and shastra. So because, you know, that it's a very rich symbolism for her. So she's like, oh, with this axe I will cut off this. With this rope I will pull something else towards me. Symbolism. But it worked for her. So this astra shastra, whatever one needs, you relate to Bhagwan in terms of what you need. And whether I'm relating to Ganpati or Devi or Shiva or Vishnu, for me it is all, Bhagwan is in that Eka Rupa, that manifestation, that form, that embodiment of all qualities that I need, I want. Then in time, as my bhakti grows, so now it's moving from being an artharthi, from an arti and an artharthi. I also begin to see all other embodiments, all other qualities that other people need, that have made me in that rupa. So now, you know, when we see the altars of different people, you know, in their houses. So somebody has gone on some pilgrimage, then there is one murti, there is an image, and there is an assorted collection. So there is an assorted collection of different murtis, different images, and then I'm like, okay, earlier I was a little bit fanatical that Ganpati is the one for me. This is Eka Rupa, that's it. Bhagwan means Ganpati, or Bhagwan means Shiva. Bhagwan means Vishnu, there is no other. And if anybody else worships that, then they are lesser beings than me. They have not discovered the glory of this Rupa. But like in this Ganpati Atharva Shirsha Upanishad, so we say that to Ganpati, Tvam Brahma, Tvam, Tvam as in you. You are Brahma, Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnu, Tvam Indra, Tvam Rudrastvam, Vayustvam, Agnistvam, Suryastvam, Chandramastvam, Brahma, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. You are all this. So now from that embodiment of qualities that I was seeking, I was wanting, now I see that I can relate to many forms. Because a form stands for something. Without that something, there is no form. So I start to relate to the many forms. Aneka Rupa Bhakti. In this we can include Matra Bhakti, Pitra Bhakti. Because we are all devoted in to so many different things. Bhakti is basically devotion, it's love, it's identification. So I relate to, I start relating to Bhagwan as Aneka Rupa. I start to see this manifestation, some bits of it. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law excluded. Aneka Rupa, not across the board. So a little bit, my heart has expanded a little bit more. So I am able to see that so many other forms, so many other manifestations, they are all a manifestation of Bhagwan. Then, inquiring into this manifestation, my bhakti will in time become Parama Prema Rupa. It is Arupa Bhakti. Arupa as in no form. I don't need a form to relate. So in that Dakshinamurti verse, that what is the best form that will best represent Bhagwan? What is it? You know? So this whole Jagat, that Bhuhu, so Prithvi, all the five elements, Prithvi, Agni, Apa, Vayu, Analaha, Teja, yeah, so Bhuhu, Ambaha, waters, Analaha, that which says not enough, Agni, Anilaha, Vayu, wind, air, what else is remaining? Akasha, space. This Jagat, these five elements, the sun and the moon, luminaries, this entire Jagat, what is it that completes it? Puman, in the verse. So Puman, Siddhaha Bhavati, for the Siddhaha Puman, for the accomplished person, conscious being, that Murtyashtakam, that eightfold Murti, that eightfold form. How is that form eightfold? Because the Jagat includes me. Me meaning mind, body, sense complex is already included in Jagat. I consciousness, there are no two. So I consciousness plus as though the seven that have been spoken of before. So that is my bhakti. That bhakti has fulfilled itself. Earlier I required sadhana bhakti. I required to relate to the form, whatever be the form. I required to relate to it because my heart had to open up a bit. See, in all our relationships, they are very close to us because our heart is open. There are not many defenses because there is complete acceptance or relative acceptance, conditional acceptance. And so this is what I am seeking, that the more I see Ishvara in my life, bhakti is then siddhaha, it is parama prema rupa. But because of our orientation, we always think, no, but love is for something, no? It has to be different, it has to be other than me. But love is oneness, it's total identification. And so then, you can't have an emotion with another emotion. You can't say, no, I must have more bhakti. It will never work. There is no need to convert this, what Narada is saying, into saying, oh, I should have more bhakti. You need not. Your bhakti is understanding. That's it. There's nothing more to it. The more you understand who and what you're pervaded by, in time you'll recognize that who you are is nothing but consciousness. What you're pervaded by is really nama rupa. That's it. There's nothing more to it. But to have bhakti, I have to learn to give. That's not easy for me. To give, I have to acknowledge that there is something to be given to. Something to make a contribution to. The devatas, the different deities, heads of departments, they are just giving and giving and giving. The fact that Vayu moves the way it does, the fact that water flows the way it does, the fact that fire keeps Agni manifestation, it keeps our body temperature warm and accordingly modifies depending on where we go. Agni Devata. So these devatas, so many of them, for every department, every function, there is a devata. For each and every of these devatas, they are giving me and giving me and giving me. And what do I do? How do I acknowledge their presence in my life? So I learn to give. Deva yajna. I contribute. So doing a puja is your contribution. So for them, fragrance is very important. So all the agarbatti, etc., etc., we do. But it is my contribution because I am acknowledging their presence in my life. I am expressing my gratitude that because of this, you know, I didn't have to be born with an oxygen cylinder. It's given. All the rishis, the different acharyas, across generations, across lifetimes, across yugas, they had the mantra. They can keep quiet. They can just keep quiet. They can enjoy the fruits of the mantra. But they didn't. They kept a very, very rich tradition going. So I recognize their presence in my life. And so what is it that I can do, I can contribute to keep that Rishi, that Guru Parampara alive? But to do that, I have to stop obsessing over my little world. Because when I have to give, I have to open my mind to what is out there. So how can I best contribute to what the rishis and the acharyas and the gurus have been giving and giving? Whatever, yatha shakti, whatever I can contribute. The greatest contribution is to make the knowledge one's own. Because what other contribution can really repay, if at all, that's the word. Then all my, starting from my mother and father onwards, all the pitras, all my ancestors, I am here because they were there. Without them, I would have not been here. There's a lot of blessing that is available to me because of them. So whatever, if at least once a year, somebody in the family has to do the Shraddha ceremony. No, but I don't believe in it. But maybe they require you. They require your contribution. Because food for us in one day, for them is 1 year. At least once a year, if not once a month. But no, I don't believe it. So I'm so caught up with my beliefs. There is no way for me to prove or disprove. The Veda says it. I have Shraddha. Because I have no other way to disprove it. That they need my oblations. They need that. If I don't do it, who will do it for them? Or we have to account for the others who do it. So when they do the Shraddha ceremony, some other people, unknown people, for whom this is not available, may this go to them. So I acknowledge their presence in my life. I am grateful to them. All the learning, all the values, the traditions that have come to me from my parents onwards, ancestors, I acknowledge it. I do what I can to contribute. The plants and the animals, the ecosystem within which we live, Bhuta Yajna. So what is it that I am doing for the environment? How am I contributing to the environment in a way in which my sustenance is taken care of, but I cause least injury to the environment? Because living involves injury, we can't avoid it. Some amount. From phenyl, use of phenyl onwards. Bacteria, viruses are getting killed and we do that, So for the use of plastic, the way we use water, the way we use our resources, to what extent we plant or if we do. Taking care of stray animals. There are some people who adopt, you know, like who is there to look after these stray dogs? So it is a bhuta yajna. It's not ordinary. You're giving up the idea that I need to have this, what is that? Some breed, you know, different breeds are there. And they come with the lineage history and all that. What do you call that? Pedigree, that's the word. Yeah, pedigree. So bhuta yajna, that I contribute, I give. Because they have given me so much. All the kaddus and the pumpkins of the world, they have all contributed to this body-mind-sense complex. Continuously. You know, what a strange punya papa of the tree has to just give. No? Has to just give. And to wait there and be cut and chopped and whatever else that happens. So it's, and be stationary, can't go for a walk. You know? So I'm here, toh theek hai, jo bhi hai. So my contribution to the bhutas, to all the living beings, especially the ones that require my protection. And manushya yajna. So we are too focused on manushya yajna only. So my roles and how to do and what to do and etc. is good. It's very good. So what is it that I can give the people around me? A lot of research studies have shown that most people before they die, if you ask them, what is it that you will take away with me, or take away with you, or what was most important to you, what mattered, that I made a difference to somebody's life, that I made a difference to my family, that I was there for them, whoever that them is, you know, it could be family members, it could be whoever, that I was there for them is what is most important to me. It's not about the meals I planned, it's not about the trips I went on, it's not about all the wonderful things that are there in my home. That I was there for them is what was important to me. And so, given that, I mean, at least research is saying this, and I think our own experience, you know, if we ask ourselves, what is it that we would think that, ha, ye karke to ekdam life is fulfilled. For many people, it will be that I made a difference, that my presence mattered. So that is my manushya yajna. Oh, but they don't give. They are very selfish people. But I can take ownership only of my life. So I give. I'm not saying give until it hurts. You give whatever is needed. If it is not needed, you look elsewhere. You know? This is not a pressure to give. We are not talking about that. Otherwise, it will be like in the Mumbai local train. So as the train is approaching the station, everybody is in a hurry to get down and people start getting down before the train has actually halted. So like that, one fellow got down. And obviously he got down means he, to match the momentum of the train, because you can't just plop, you can't, you know, fall. So he's also running. So he got off the train and he is running. Momentum. So what these very helpful people in the train, they thought that, let us help him out, you know. So they are pulling him. And he, you know, he not can, it's not possible to have a conversation then. So he is doing this. So they think, very helpless fellow. Let us pull him back. And they just drag him inside the compartment. So these very helpful beings, they don't have the viveka to see. Now, does this fellow require my help or he doesn't? He has already got off. But kya kare? The pressure to help. So, I learned to give. I learned to contribute. Perhaps I'm doing a lot of this already. I step it up. Because when I give, giving involves giving up. Any kind of giving, it involves giving up. So I'm saying that, like when we used to do fundraising, in the context of an NGO. So we have to think of strategies, right? Because it's very difficult for people to part with their money. So then you have to say things like, give up one coffee. What's the cost of a coffee? Okay, 100, 150, whatever it is. Or depending on, where you have it. So that will contribute to something like a school bag or some such. So that 100 rupees I can still use for something very important to me. But I give that because I recognize that there are a lot of other people who need. So in that giving, I am giving up the notion that no, I have this 100 rupees, nowadays every rupee counts, 100 rupees especially, it's still taking time for things to stabilize after demonetization, so 100 rupees more precious. So I can think like this, of course. But how will I grow if I don't give? When I listen to somebody, I am giving up my pressure to talk. When I speak, then I'm giving up listening, at least for that moment of time. Because every choice involves some giving up. If I've decided to have Italian food today, I'm giving up all the possible world cuisine options that are available to me. So no. Kaise bhi karke we will try and ensure that at least over the week it gets fulfilled. But every choice I make, every decision, I am giving up the other things, other choices available to me. If I give up a pattern, mechanical pattern of thinking, and welcome more alertness and awareness into my life, then it stands given up, that pattern. It's not easy. But only if I have a new way of thinking is it easier to replace the pattern. Because the water has been flowing on that stone for a very long time. And so the patterns have been formed. We admire such stones, nice. Because of the flow of water, it has created a certain pattern. I don't have to fight the pattern. It's there. But with more alertness, if I create another pattern, a more awareful response in time, that will become my pattern. The more and more I allow that water to flow in another way, another pathway, another pattern is created. What is the big deal? That's how all learning takes place. Because if I have a learning mind, then it's easy to give up. It is easy to give. Because I am not wedded to all my ideas, to all my identities, in the wake of new information, I can modify the way I think. It's not a big deal to learn. I can modify. No, but earlier it used to be like this. But earlier it was like that. Ah, yes, you're right. Earlier it was like that. Now it is like this. So? No, but earlier it was like that. So we must not change. No, don't change. So this earlier it was like that, earlier it was like that. Then the person is not willing to learn. The person is stuck. Then the person cannot give up. So here, Sutra 7, the nature of this bhakti, parama prema bhakti, is not in the form of kama. In the sense, it's not about I want. Because I have learnt, I have experienced the joy of giving. And when I have truly analyzed all that I have given, because I have been given too, because I'm not taking a superior stance, oh, I gave this, I gave that, etc., etc. I gave up all this to take sannyasa. So that is the, can be a great illusion. So I didn't give up anything. That this giving up is not in the form of karma. I am not giving up for something. I am not giving so that it's a transaction. So I will give you 21 coconuts, Ganpati, you please bless me. Because I have moved on from the arti and the artharthi bhakti. It's important, we don't deny it. You know, if I am at that stage, then I need to do more of that. That's fine, no problem. But I have moved on because my bhakti is no more transactional. I have even grown, so because the bhakti of the jnani is being described here, even from the need for antakarna shuddhi. Because how much can one grow? You know, how much more? So ultimately it's Brahman, it's limitless. So that I am free enough to have limitations. That's freedom. Freedom, we can say, is freedom from limitations. That's in terms of my true nature. In terms of the manifestation, mind, body, I am free enough to have limitations. So the body can't function, the mind sometimes, you know, kuch hota hai. It's okay. Anyway, I'm not identified with the mind, then what is the problem? So in giving up the different notions that I had about myself, that is the bhakti we are talking about. And that is why it is in the form of Nirodhaha. So Nirodhaha has many meanings, one of which is to give up Tyaga. If the giving up requires a lot of effort, then it is not Tyaga. Because we see in our lives, we have given up so much. I had a friend, I still have a friend from Brazil, and he said, you know, he was very happy. He said, I finally become a Coke sannyasi. Because he was very addicted to Coke, the cold drink. And one day he said, I'm so happy, I am a Coke sannyasi now. So I gave it up because I was so addicted to it. So like that, whether or not we are addicted, as we have moved through different stages in life, we have left behind a lot of things. A lot of ideas we have left behind. the bachelor has to leave that idea behind that I am no more a bachelor, I am no more single, now I am married and so I play that role. If the married fellow thinks I am still single, then he's going to have a bit of a problem because the lifestyle will be different. So we see that in our life we have given up and given to. We have given a lot. And in that giving, there is a lot of ananda. Because what I discover in giving, because I have to learn to give away before I give up. But in every giving away, there is giving up. That I am okay without this. That my relationship of dependence to how exactly my coffee needs to be, to the presence of these objects in my life, to how the hotel room needs to be, to how the people around me need to be, that's the biggest giving up. Because all acceptance includes giving up. Because I am saying that you are okay as you are. I don't need you to change for me to be happy. I am giving up the shoulds and should nots that I placed on you for my happiness. So in every acceptance, in seeing what is, I give up my projections. I give up, no, this is how it should be, this is how. But why Brahman is like this? I have been cheated. I wanted ananda, now you are talking ananta. This is not attractive to me at all. I don't like this. I have been betrayed. This is the ultimate betrayal. इतना सब साधना किया इतना किया जब तब पट सब कुछ किया बट नाउ बट आनंदा वेयर इज दिस आनंदा सो व्हाट शैल वी डू सो आनंदा इज स्टिल नॉट ऑन द होराइजन बिकॉज इट इज माय प्रोजेक्शन बिकॉज इट इज माय प्रोजेक्शन बिकॉज अनंता इज नॉट अंडरस्टूड. That is why I am stuck on ananda. If ananta is understood, then I even give up the need to be happy. So I spend some time understanding what this ananta is. So this bhakti is not in the form of kama or a raga. Nor is it for the different vyavahara, vyapara, either for loka vyapara in terms of worldly activities or for vaidika activities. So because I have seen the limitations of karma, and so karma no longer holds a bait for me. So here I pursue my artha dharma kama. We are not saying we have to stop doing that. See, the amount of attention we pay to a meal, okay, artha, we pay a lot of attention. So what to eat, how much to eat, from where to source it, right? So much attention is paid to that. Moksha is also another pursuit. How much attention is paid to that? Once a week? Twice a week? But it's a pursuit, right? We are saying it's Parama Purushartha. But if it is like one of the four, let's go with that for the time being. If it is one of the four, then at least every 3-4 hours I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat. I have to supervise, I have to coordinate with whoever is preparing or I'm preparing. Or I am preparing for others, who will eat what at different times. So for artha, just to keep the body going, I am spending so much time and attention. breakfast, lunch, dinner, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And 8 meals if one goes by another paradigm. So, artha is being given so much importance. What about this moksha pursuit? How much attention am I giving it? I don't complain that I have to eat every 3-4 hours. I don't complain. In fact, if I don't feel hungry at all, that will be a reason of complaint. So if I have to listen to the Shastra, if I have to contemplate on it, if I need to meditate, it's all for the pursuit. But then the commitment can do with some more commitment. Because I don't complain about my commitment to my meal. You know, whether you're organizing home delivery or dabba or whatever, whoever is cooking for you, you are cooking for yourself, you are not complaining about that. But then moksha ke liye itna bhi karna padta hai, ye bhi karna padta hai, wo bhi karna padta hai. But what shall we do? This is the pursuit. Why, you know, we don't say that, you know, one time listening, I mean one time eating should do it for me. Let me prepare the most exotic meal today in the morning. I'm not going to eat for the next 3 days. I will go for a camp. That's enough. My quota is done for the next 6 months. तो अगर ऐसा सोच है, so then can I have the same commitment to my meal and to moksha? No. It's difficult. Exactly. And we consider, and it's very natural. It's very natural. And, you know, nobody has held a gun to my head that you please, I will march you off to moksha. So you have to do this. Nobody. It's good for you. You go for Gita. You do this, you do that. Because in time you will, you know, other things will take over. Forget it. I have chosen. If I learn to give, if I learn to contribute, if I don't hold back on my karma, I go all the way. Then I will extend that commitment. That this is the, what is the nature of the pursuit? What are the sadhanas I require? Shravanam being the main. But what do I need to prepare myself? So maybe I cannot have the same commitment like I have to a meal, but whatever, some regularity in whatever is required. I have chosen it. It's important to me. I do what it takes. And in that doing, there is giving up. There is giving up of some comfort, and because this is the most ultimate giving up. That I am giving up my pet notions that sustained me. But because of being a bhakta, being a bhokta, I'm stuck on being an experiencer. So, but I want ananda. Even at the end of the 4th day, this ananda stuff is eluding me. So what is this? So here we're saying sakshi and discover the nature of drik. Because initially, sakshi and bhokta don't go hand in hand. See, you can meditate while having an apple. But initially, having an apple is bhoga, right? So the entity being, the experiencer, that's the functional identification. But I want to experience the apple. I want ananda. But who is the one that is eating the apple? Who is the one that's aware of it? Forget all this awareness, okay? This is very boring stuff. It's coming out of my ears now. I don't want this. I don't want this actually. I don't want. Bus ho gaya. So I'm longing now. I just want to go and have a good time. Enough. So, Sakshi and Bhokta. But I am aware of the experiencer also. So as Driksvarupa, I am aware of the experiencer. So what about it? So you are aware, but I still want. So I still want, and that's why this Nirodha, this Bhakti, it is not in the form of Kama, it is in the form of giving up. Giving up pet ideas, pet notions. No, don't give up apples, of course. You enjoy the apple. And at all times, you are the Sakshi anyway. So, the limitation of karma is recognized because moksha is not a product of karma. And what else is the nature of this Nirodha? Because there is absolute identification, na anyaha. Ananya. You know, Ananya is also a name people have. Na Anya, not other than. Ananyata. That's verse 10, I'll come back to it. So the nature of, I'm looking at Sutra 10, that I don't depend, I'll come back to 9, that I don't depend on much for me to discover the truth of who I am. Earlier I depended on the world. Then I depended on something else. Whatever that something else represents. The whole relationship of dependence to independence is in time I discover that I am independent of everything. So even as we go through the different stages of life, I give up a particular phase, I enter another. So then I'm no longer dependent on the toy that was so dear to me when I was 6 years old for me to be happy. Then it gets replaced, gets substituted, so to speak. But in time, then I start to depend on myself. But what is the greatest dependence that I can have? There isn't any. Because actually, I am the one on which everything depends. I am that ashraya. I am the alambanam, the locus of all the support that is there. When I say I, oh, this is all self-love, we have to watch out, you know, we can't be so arrogant. When I say I, in shifting that standpoint, you have given up. Immediately, when you understand that, yes, when I say I, that everything else depends on I. Which I am I talking about? Are there many I's? Because we it is separate, it is all nicely distributed, no? Kisko pyar karu? You know? Exactly. Kiss. So, kiss ko pyar karu? Kaise pyar karu? Wo bhi hai, ye bhi hai. Hi. So, what is that hi? Exactly. So, in this recognition, there is ananyata. That all that is there is me. And there is a certain udasinata. Udasinata meaning not that the person is udas. Udas means not Pankaj udas, but like udas, dukhi. So in Sanskrit, udas means like you're indifferent, you're neutral. So like So Pooja Swamiji would say that when he would...
Did hear, what did you say, Udasinata?
Indifferent, neutral. Call it also being neutral. So Pooja Swamiji would say that he does not require shampoos. So he would, if he would walk through the supermarket, he doesn't have a raga for the shampoo. Nor does he have a dvesha for the shampoo. I don't need it. Oh, but these other people, I wish I could use this. You know, because obviously they have a crowning glory. So I, but now I can't use, what to do? Or that, you know, I think everybody should be bald. So there should be no shampoos on the face of this earth. Why do people need to wash their hair, etc.? There is no need for hair. No dvesha. No raga, no dvesha, neutral. Neutral. Whatever people need, they will use. That's okay. I don't need it. I don't need it. So it's okay. So that, the indifference is not that I'm indifferent to people or I'm indifferent to things. Whatever is there is given to me, I consider it sacred, I look after it. But that raga or kama for it is not there. Because that projection is no more there, the adhyasa is no more there. So it's very beautiful bhakti, the bhakti of giving up, you know, because that is what bhakti is, that I am giving up all these ideas, all the notions that limit Bhagwan. Because when they limit Bhagwan, they are limiting me. When I say I need this, yes, I need it, it's functional, it's required. But because it's because of the identification that I have, maybe I need it for some time. So I'm compassionate to myself, I accommodate that. But I don't lose sight of the goal. So this jnani's bhakti is not an ordinary bhakti. It is, the bhakti has fulfilled itself. And as Bhagavan Krishna says, jnani atma tu me matam, that you alone are me. You alone are me. 7th chapter, Gita. That there was never a difference. And that is recognized. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. Thank you.